Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to be with you. And we have a terrific guest for you. We had him on earlier in the week, but I wanted to talk about critical and important things with regard to society. And I think we covered some of that with Bob's recovery from cancer. And I think I've already heard from people, lessons learned, and valuable to hear this, good examples. But we're going to take advantage of his expertise, which is survival. I don't think Bob has an equal in that field. And we're going to have him go through some scenarios today about when the Democrats create chaos because they can't win the election, how you can best survive certain situations. And we're going to go, this is really must listen. I'm telling you, folks, the Democrats are just beginning to stir the pot, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And by the way, this is worldwide. Trudeau had plans of his leaked today where they're creating military armories complete with detention centers, and that leaked today along with the plans, and we have published that on thecommonsenseshow.com. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait to get started on this, but before we do, I got to take care of some business and I got to take care of you. I have a responsibility to my audience. And ladies and gentlemen, the railroad strike is coming September 16th. I don't see any way they're going to settle it. And that's about 35 to 45% of your food, depending on seasonality and so forth and so on. Do you think this country can take a 35 to 45% hit on food surplus or food supplies? No, they can't. And I'm telling you, you better step out of the way by getting independent of the system. So you better get your own storable food. MPS still has the same prices with specials. They have the same quality. They have the same 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. There's no excuse. At this point in time, there's no excuse. You can't knock on your neighbor's door. People are going to be fighting each other for resources. You need to get your own, and you need to get it now. End of lecture. This is a loving lecture, but I'm just saying to you folks, you better get your storable food. Preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And also, if you have food, well, you damn well better have water. Excuse the language. But listen, I got to tell you, people are just not thinking clearly because we're going to have grid downs. They've already told us brownouts, blackouts, roving blackouts. They've already told us. Our enemies tell us they're going to take our grid down. We have a totally wide open border. What's to keep them from coming across the border and doing this? You're going to have to scavenge water if that happens. Do you have a good water filter? Well, you better have one for every member of your family because you're going to need volume. And the Alexa Pro Pure Water Filter is, according to the research, it's number one. But I don't care if it's number one or number five because the top ones are all still pretty equivalent. They'll still do the job. It's just right here. We've got a piece of equipment that the price has not gone up. Listen to me. The price has not gone up, and they still have a sale. This is awesome. And this is the time. There is going to be no tomorrow. Look at the date on the calendar. November. November. The Democrats aren't going to let November happen. And this is what this particular show today is about. So you better go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. And one last thing. If you're going to suffer, you may as well suffer in comfort. We're proud to represent MyPillow. Go to mystore.com. Mystore.com. Coupon right here. The keyword, Hodges. And you're going to see 2-for-1, half price. It's incredible what's there. Everything they have is on sale for our audience. So mystore.com, coupon. And so they have all that great bedding. They have his new coffee line. Everything for Mike Lindell's there. Okay, that takes care of the sponsors for this show. Now let's get to the business of survival. Bob's going to open up, I think, talking about how this government is out of control. We all know that. But he's going to be very, very specific, and then I'm going to pose to him scenarios I see the Democrats polling to avoid having an election that they know they cannot win. Bob, welcome to the show, my friend. Thank you the other day for your show where you really kind of bared your soul on recovering from cancer. I'm telling you, we'll never know the good you did. I just know a little bit of it because I've heard from some people. So thank you for doing that. But I think you're also going to help a lot of people today. So, Bob, before the show, you were telling me about how our government is just totally out of control with regard to what it is supposed to be according to the framers and the Constitution. So go ahead and take it from there if you would.
Well, we see it. I mean, you know, they act with impunity. Anybody who threatens their power, they come after them. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump. He threatened their power. And yet, this is what all despots never understand. You take Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Genghis Khan, you name the despot. And they, Hitler, they accumulate to themselves power that the government, that the government, we the people, never give them. I mean, obviously, we the people never gave the government the powers they have. Did we the people vote on hiring 87,000 more Gestapo agents to come and hang us up on a hook and beat us and, you know, upside down so more change falls out of our pocket? You know, Dave, it goes down to this. When you have to work 4 to 6 months a year to satisfy the taxes the government puts on you, you are indentured. You're an indentured servant. That's all you are. You're working up to half of your life to satisfy the government. Now, there's no one that can tell me that that is not a form of slavery. They have enslaved the entire population of the United States. They've gone extra constitutional. Do you know, Dave, that in 1895, there was a Supreme Court case where it was Pollock versus Farmers.
Yes.
And, you know, the Supreme Court ruled that the personal income tax was unconstitutional because it violates your Fourth Amendment. You have to incriminate yourself for one thing. You have to sign something and expose, you know, that they, if somebody on court says, how much money do you make? I could say, I don't want to answer that. I don't, Fifth Amendment. I don't want to answer that question. But you can't do that when it comes to this. This is why the Supreme Court knew how dangerous it was. And because of that, the government has incredible authority over you. If you don't tote, you know, excuse the thing, if you don't pick their cotton, and that's all it is, you are going to have agents come, and they're going to beat you and take away everything they want to take away. And that's what we have to understand. We want to fix the government, but the government is outside the limits of where it is to be. It is like we talk about obesity. You know, if I'm supposed to be, you know, 180 pounds at 6 foot, maybe 200 pounds, whatever, and all of a sudden you see someone that's 600 pounds, and they're saying, I need more food, you're going to say, wait a second. You know, you've gone way outside the requirements of what your body needs. And what the limits of what you should be eating are, you've far exceeded those. And this is what we see today. This is why we have this government that acts with impunity. They have accumulated to themselves power that was never, ever authorized to give them. And if they can control the source of revenue, they can extract from you what they want to extract. No, you're not done working for me yet. I know it's midnight. I'm tired. Too bad. Two more hours. You got to do it. I don't care. If you don't do it, we're going to come and, you know, take everything away from you and beat you and put you in a cage. The framers never intended that to be. The personal income tax is an assault on the American people. It's indenturing you, and we need to say no more. We need to say, you know, listen, and the favoritism played by it is just absolutely incredible. You know, if you'll vote Democrat, you can get away with no taxes. If you vote Republican, we're going to raid your home and, you know, take everything away from you. That's basically what it is. You know, whereas I know the flat tax, I know value-added tax, where everybody pays. You buy something, and there's a 10% federal income tax attached to it. You get rid of the IRS, you get rid of all those 87,000-plus agents, you get rid of the enforcement, you get rid of $60 billion a year, and what it costs, because when I'm audited, no matter if I come back, even if I come back and I say, well, nothing's wrong, I've just spent $10,000 with an accountant on an audit that I don't get back. They don't give it back to me. I have to spend that $10,000 to satisfy their requirements and to go through an audit. So we have to understand that this government is way outside the constitutional restraints. The 10th Amendment, Dave, powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, from what I've heard from constitutional experts, are 17 enumerated powers, nor prohibited to the states, are reserved to the states respectively and to the people. And we have to understand, everything, 90% of what they do is outside the limits of what the Constitution authorized them to do. You look at Social Security, unconstitutional. They knew it when it was implied. And you know, here you are. You pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in Social Security over your lifetime, and if you just put that in a bank at a normal interest rate, you would have 5 to 6 times as much at retirement than you would when the government gets it. Dave, let me ask you a question. If a Common Sense Show had an overhead of 40%, how long would you be in business?
Yeah, you just answered the question. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't be in business. You know, the thing is, if a private business goes over, and this is at the very extreme, about 15%, they aren't in business anymore. If overhead goes that, but Social Security, I mean, these government agencies, 40% is an administration cost. That's all it is. So almost half the money you pay in is gone. I mean, it's just hire people. I mean, you look, how much does it cost to hire 87,000 federal employees and have them go out and beat up innocent American taxpayers financially? So we the people, if we really want to solve this, we're going to have to realize it is going to have to be completely broken up the way it is, because it was never intended to be this conglomeration, all-powerful federal government. It's why they would not sign the Constitution until the 10th Amendment was put in there. And there was even an argument between some states and other states of what's an enumerated power versus a delegated power. You know, and in some people said you can't rule if it just had delegated powers. There has to be some type of enumerated where they implied power. But we've seen, and what happens when that runs wild? You have, I mean, a welfare class of people that are basically Democrat voters. You have a Department of Education. Look what they've done. Billions and billions of dollars go into it. And what do they produce? You watch the videos as much as I watch them. I was watching it the other day. They were walking down some big city. How many days are in a year?
Yeah.
1,000? How many months? I don't know.
I know.
That's what our Department of Education, federal control, okay, has produced, a nation of,
Bob,
absolute morons.
Let me, because we're going to run out of time. We keep going down this avenue because there's unlimited examples. But and you're doing a good job pointing these out. But I think that point's made. They tax us when they can't. They control our children in the schools when it's unconstitutional to do so. They're trying to control elections. They cheat their butts off. I could go on and on myself. Okay, but here's the deal. We are sitting here, okay, right around the beginning of September, end of August, and what we're looking at right now, it's a hop, skip, and a jump to the midterm elections. And Nancy Pelosi is on record, on tape, saying that if the Republicans win the midterms, we will not honor the elections. In other words, you'll have to remove us physically from power. They are going to throw down many obstacles between now and November, and I believe if they think that they can't get the post office and their special division that they've assigned to handle mail-in ballots, if they can't hit us with some pandemic and lock us up to everyone has to vote by mail, and then they steal those ballots, if they can't do enough, they're not going to allow the election to take place. So
yeah, it's full insurrection what we see going on right now. I just want to finish my thought, Dave, with one thought. And this is speaking to people here, because we all like maybe some of the benefits we get from the government. But Frederick Bastiat said everyone wants to live at the expense of the state. They forget that the state lives at the expense of everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to have to get to, is eventually, if we want to bring this under control and get our government back, 90% of Washington is going to have to just disappear. You have to get rid of it. Department of Education, Department of Energy, all these extra constitutional things, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. This all needs to be reverted to the states and let the states handle it, and get the federal government out of it, and put them back into the cage in which the Constitution sought to keep them. But again, what we learn from history is we don't learn from history, and that is, these despots will never give up power. They're never going to give it. They can do whatever. I mean, just look at Paul Pelosi the other day. They said he had somebody in the car with him, and that person, because if there's somebody in the car with him that got hurt, you know, that's a mandatory felony, but, you know, nobody investigates that. The person disappears and paid off, and, you know, these people get away with it, and they just become more and more emboldened. But, you know, what you said is true. They are going to use the entire apparatus of the government. In fact, Joe Biden has actually mandated each department of the government to come up with a scheme, an election scheme, to make the voter count higher. and everybody has to turn in their voter scheme to make it higher. This is why all these illegal aliens are coming into the country. This is why we just see massive voter fraud, and it's like you said, they've already said they're not going to give up power. They know what's coming if they lose power. I mean, Fauci knows what's coming. That's why Fauci said he was going to retire in December, because he's hedging his bet. If for some strange reason, that they could manage the cheat and keep in power, the House of Representatives and the Senate, Fauci would have be born again. I decided I'm going to come back out of retirement and continue to do what I do. But on the other hand, if what is expected to happen, he's going to try to skirt away. Probably he will go down into some country down out of America, outside the United States, and just enjoy his retirement down there. And as usual, nothing will ever happen to him. Nothing happens to any of the people that, utilized Epstein Island. Nothing happened to Hillary Clinton, who committed the most egregious national security breaches in our history. She ought to be in prison next to the Pollards, next to the Walker father and son. That's where they belong. And yet it doesn't happen, because they are the entrenched power, and it needs to cut the money off. Cut the power off. Americans need to say no more. And if we don't do that, as long as we want their handouts, we're going to be victim of the abuse they hand out to us.
Well, we're going to be the victims of abuse regardless of the handouts, because they're going to do whatever they need to do to maintain power. Let me start with scenario number one. We've had over 100 processing plants for food be destroyed, most by fire, since Biden's come into office. Of course, they have nothing to do with that. And of course, Pete Buttigieg is on permanent vacation. He has done nothing for the food supply chain. Now they're imposing restrictions on fertilizer and have artificially created a fertilizer shortage. So it's a double whammy. We're eating next year's harvest. And now we're looking at a train strike. And then we're also looking at weather modification causing unparalleled droughts around the world. People say, oh, there's no such thing as weather modification. The Chinese just announced that they ordered their scientists to produce rain in 10 provinces. Yes, it's old technology, people. So, Bob, here's what we're going to go to. They are going to literally starve us into submission, and this is where the bugs come in. And I want you to talk about food preparation, water preparation, how people can stay independent of the system, even though we might see anti-hoarding laws, 87,000 agents who are supposedly IRS, but it'll be the Gestapo coming to people's homes, checking for violations. I want you to address that situation with food and water first.
Well, it'll sort of be like firearms. If they manage to get a firearms ban through semi-automatic weapons, at first they will not say you have to go door-to-door to get them. They're just going to say the ban on future sales. So the food laws are going to say you can't hoard. And they won't immediately address the people that have done it. So it gives you some time to maneuver your assets around, put it that way. But eventually it's going to come, just like they will for the AR-15 and any semi-automatic thing above a pea shooter. More and more restrictions, and this is the pattern we see. When the federal income tax was first implemented, it was 1% on the wealthiest people in America. And now it's a draconian system of beating people to death to get every dime out of them they can do. And so that's where it's headed. Yes, they're going to absolutely use food. They're going to absolutely use water. They're going to use this crisis out in the Southwest where the drought is, and they're going to just use it to punish the whole country. This is why I'm telling people right now, you need to be getting as much water as you can get, bottled water, as you can get, not in the milk jugs. You need to get it in, the plastic that doesn't biodegrade. I know Walmart has it in the milk jugs, and they also have it in the clear plastic that doesn't degrade. So I would be down there every time buying as much water as I could buy, because they're going to use water against you. Absolutely. And food will be against you. 10 years ago, Dave, if I said, Amazon will be selling, cheesy sauce and buffalo wing flavored crickets online, people would have laughed at me. They would have just absolutely laughed at me. Griswold, my gosh, hey, Bob, stop using drugs, okay? That's what I'd have heard. Where's the LSD at or whatever? I'd have heard those kind of things, because people would have thought, yeah, Amazon's selling crickets, sure. Dave, now you can go and buy, barbecue-flavored crickets online. And it's the healthy choice. And you should share them with a friend. A video of Nicole Kidman eating bugs. And so if it starts out with that, this is just we've stepped into the door. Where does it end? I mean, what are they going to have us eating at the end? I mean, you know, sawdust-filled bread. I mean, you know, death rations. You can only have 1,500 calories a day if you're working hard. If you're retired and you're not doing anything, you get 800 calories a day to kill you off. Yes. And then if you're a Christian, you know, you don't get to eat at all. Your social credit score. This is not hyperbole, Dave. This is where it's headed. This is why it's so important to get a food supply right now and to keep quiet about it. Put it in your home as much as you can do. And even if you had some extra, you'd keep it maybe someplace you'd have a barter supply. So if anything ever happened and it got taken, you wouldn't lose all your food. But, you know, have some extra that you could put someplace and say, well, I have a jar of peanut butter, you know, and I'll trade you for this, that, or the other thing. And keep some for barter. But you don't want to have this great big warehouse, you know, of stuff. You want to keep it quiet, keep it, you know, out of sight. If you're storing it in your garage, cover it. If you're storing it under your beds, that's good. Just, you know, in a closet, I'd put a keyed lock on a closet, you know, one of those electronic keyed doorknobs you can buy today, so that it just isn't easily accessed. You know, somebody just curious wants to go look in a closet and see something, I would make sure I do that. And absolutely the water filtration, absolutely have it, because all of these things, all of them, are going to come into question. Anything to do with survival, radio, they're going to, and it has been done before, they're going to try to shut down radio, they're going to try to shut down the water supply, shut down food, they're shutting down right now the fuel and energy supply, and anybody, gosh, it's so just stupid. That's the only word I can think of. Oh, they're bringing the gas prices down. Yeah, 2 months before the election. What do you think is going to happen if the Democrats win after the election? They're going to go back up higher than what they were. I mean, it's just, okay. It is absolutely the shell game.
Let's go back to home preparation now and dealing with the Nazis that were coming for us. Food and water. What's your best advice?
Well, okay, make sure you know you buy food. My Patriot Supply is great food, but I would also maybe even get some psychological foods from the grocery stores and things of that nature. You know, if your family likes brownies, you might want to put some of that aside, because those are psychological foods. The psychology of food is that it's more than just a biological need, which it is. I mean, if you don't eat, you're not going to live long. But we always like to eat the things that we like. I mean, you know, you're going to really have to do a psych job on the American people to say, oh, these are cinnamon flavored, you know, crickets, you know, oh gosh, you know, so you want to put aside what you're going to like also and have a variety, especially if you have children. You're going to want to have a system of reward for them that, you know, if you eat your crickets, you get some brownies. Just being facetious here, Dave. No, but you do want that, because that's psychologically important to our well-being. The children of Israel are a classic example of that. You know, they ate manna and they got sick of manna. They ate quail, they got sick of quail. And, you know, so God punished them for their complaining, but still, I understand it is a thing called food fatigue, and you want to have a well-balanced diet in your food supply. So that's what I would recommend. I would, every bit of money I could do, because it's quickly devaluing. If I had extra disposable income, I would be looking to make sure I had extra food. It's one of those things you really can't have too much of. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's an extreme out there somewhere, but you really cannot have too much of it. And so that's what needs to be considered, is that you're going to get hungry. You're going to want to have food. You might need some additional labor. You might need something from a neighbor where, you know, read the Bosnian War, what a can of beans would buy. I mean, Dave, the ugly reality is right now there's an article printed in out of the UK Daily where it said, more and more women are turning to prostitution to get food. I mean, that's an ugly reality, totally ugly, that a woman would be forced into that just to feed herself. But that's the ugly reality of what they have, what they're doing, and they don't care. They don't care about that. They don't care about the women, and the degrading, you know, aspect of what that does for a woman. They don't care. It brings them power. They have control, and you know, along with the power is the narcissistic high that it gives you, that I dictate your life and death, basically. And so that's what it is. Food is absolutely critically important. You better get it, because it's hoarding laws are coming. Look what's going on in Europe right now. In Germany, they're having to get firewood. You can't even find firewood. In Poland, people are standing in lines and lines to get coal because they know winter's coming and they know there's no fuel. Well, I'm telling you, after the election, that is coming here. It's coming here. Because if they win back the House and the Senate, I would say United States is over. They will consolidate their power by the next election, and there'll be no chance anybody but their stooge will be elected. I mean, look at it. We look who we've got for president today. Just an absolute stooge.
Well,
they can't even talk.
I know, but look at Pennsylvania in the senator's race with Dr. Oz. You got John Fetterman, who's had a bad stroke. He's worse than Biden. He's criminally corrupt. And he won't even debate. He's campaigned a total of 15 minutes, and he sounded like a complete jackass, and he's ahead in the polls. How does that happen?
Well, we know how it happens. We've seen how it happens. And there's no doubt anymore that the election was stolen. There's too much evidence that's come out to show that these people acted with insurrection. I mean, you know, they're the insurrectionists. They're the traitors that committed acts of treason, that they stole an election. They actually they're trying to imprison a president who has done nothing wrong. And, you know, they own the reins of power. And as long as they own these reins of power, we the people are going to have to stand up and say, it's going to hurt. Yeah, we're going to have to give up the goodies we get from the government that they take from us. We're going to have to give them up, but we've got to rein in the power of the federal government. If we don't, it's just going to keep growing and growing and become a monstrosity, which is then eventually 50, 60 years down the road, it collapses upon itself, just like the Soviet Union did. It just over and over and over again, it just collapses upon itself. And at that point, millions and millions of lives will be wrecked. Glenn Beck said it best. Right now, we have the potential to become the most evil nation that has ever existed in all of humanity because of our technology.
I've said the same thing.
You take
thing,
that technology dark, and we start using it against people like the 87,000 agents and using it against them. We have the ability to proliferate evil that Stalin and Hitler only dreamed of. And you don't think they would murder 50 million Christian people? They would absolutely do it. They say they're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's food and water. Let me give you another scenario. I'm traveling on Interstate 17, and let's say I'm 50 miles from my home, and we get hit with an EMP. What do we do? What would a person do?
I love this scenario. I really do. It depends, okay? The first thing, you know, I've read many dystopian novels, and they're great. They're fun to read. Everybody has to hike home through a bunch of cannibalistic zombies, you know? Just people gone insane, and you would. Then people would literally go insane. But first thing, you have to realize this is where night vision comes in. I'm not going to travel during the day. That's when everybody else is out. I'm going to have to get home. But first of all, especially in the desert where you live, it's cooler at night. You can hike home versus doing it. I was just looking right now. It's 107 degrees where you live or something. That's what it was saying. Some Mesa, Arizona, I think it was 107.
It's 109. I live out in rural Arizona, a little higher elevation, and it's 109 today.
How cold would it be tonight when after the sun goes down?
Low 90s.
Okay, so when do you want to hike home?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so this is where night vision comes in, so critically important. Now, Montague, we sell Montague bikes. It's a folding bike, okay? It's a military-grade folding bike. I mean, I've taken these bikes, dirt bike riding, and they're, incredible. I mean, 10-ply tires, all this type of thing. So it's actually meant for heavy-duty riding. But even if I didn't have that in my truck, a folding bike, and I could pull it out, the question is this. Do I want to walk home or do I want to ride a bike home? I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody to steal a bike, but I would try to find it and barter a bike to get one, okay? Because I can cover 50, 60 miles a day on a bike if I had to get home. And if I'm doing it at night, bikes make no noise, and I have night vision on, man, you've just got a clear way home. If I'm doing it during the day on foot, sorry, Charlie, you all got to meet the cannibalistic zombies out there, because everybody's going to get desperate very quickly. And this is this is just a plug also for communication, that if your wife's at home, Dave, and you were broke down and 56 miles away, there are ways to communicate back and forth so that you don't want her home sweating bullets. You know, as my husband is, what do they call it, man witch by some zombies. You don't want to be thinking. You want to let her know, hey, I'm okay. I'm headed home. I'm going to be doing it at night. During the day, I'm going to rest so I'm not, just consuming bucket loads of water and sweating and losing all my electrolytes. even though you'd probably be doing that some at night. I don't know. What's it like there at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're at night? Is it down into the 80s?
This time of year with the humidity, it holds the heat. Yeah, it's our monsoon season.
So, I mean, you know, do you have that choice? That's why I tell people the night vision, to me, is it's a no-brainer. It's an absolute necessity. Because that's when I'm gonna go home is at night if I break down. I'm just going to burrow in during the day, let everybody eat each other. Excuse me for the zombie metaphors tonight, but that's what I'm going to do. And then hike home at night. If I can find a bike, I'm going to take a bike. And fortunately, I have a Montague bike. And then I can just take that thing and ride it home. Like I said, if I was up in Knoxville, 60, 70 miles away, in a really tight situation, I could do that. I probably have to do it in 2 days. Maybe I could do it in a day. And that makes another thing you want to have in your bug home bag, Dave, is an electrolyte replacement. They make it. There's several different brands out there. You want a really good electrolyte replacement. We host a bike race in Teleco Plains. It's a 110 mile bike race that goes over top of our 6,700 foot mountain. And I've watched people in shape just cramp up like you can't believe. And so you want to make sure you have electrolytes in your bug home bag so that you can deal with the fact that you're going to be sweating, losing electrolytes, and you could probably be working muscles you've never worked before. Ibuprofen, because you will deal with swelling if you're not used to hiking. Your feet, ankles, and knees are all going to start swelling. And even though you don't want to take it all the time, ibuprofen will definitely mitigate the pain, and it'll definitely help with the swelling. So those are two things that you want to have in your bug home bag. But night vision and communication, absolutely essential. Travel at night. Don't travel during the day. It's just you're much, much safer. And like I said, bikes don't make any noise, so you can go home relatively quiet.
Is this an all-terrain bike you're talking about? Because
Montague?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go look. We have on our website, Montague Bikes. This is they make city bikes too, but it's called a Paratrooper Pro. The U.S. military straps these to paratroopers, and they land and they can ride the bike throughout the hills of Afghanistan. I mean that's what they can do, and they're quite impressive. That my wife and I both have one, put it that way. That's what the thing about the dystopian novels. It always drives me nuts. Get a bike, Ride home. Don't walk home, you know. Get a bike. So that's what I always recommend to people. And you've asked this question before. If I am hiking home and I'm in any type of terrain, when do the rattlesnakes come out, Dave, where you're at?
I'd say they disappear about December, mid-November, and they come back out around the end of February, beginning of March.
Yeah, so if you're hiking through thing and, you know, you want to have a good set of where the snakes are a possibility, rattlesnakes, water moccasins, that type of thing, you want to have a good set of gaiters. Gaiters are it's a thing that you bolt to you strap it to your shoe and it goes up your calf. So if you do, you know, a snake tries to bite you, it doesn't go through because it's a Kevlar type thing that you wrap yourself with because you don't want to get bit by a snake or something on the way home. And, you know, then you're really in a fix. No medical treatment. Bit by a snake, it's not going to go well for you. So you definitely want to make sure you have those gaiters in your car coming home. And then again, radio so that you can communicate with your spouse or your friends or your family, whoever it is, and let them know your progress you're making and, you know, what the situation is there like. When you get home, you can alert them, hey, I'm the guy walking up the driveway, don't shoot me, that type of thing. So the radio is absolutely critically important.
Wow. Okay. You wouldn't want to stay on the interstate too when your car goes to mush on an EMP because think of the thousands of people you'd have to contend with.
Yeah, that's why a nice GPS, good point. A nice GPS, if the satellites are working, a nice GPS that you could maybe even go cross country to get home. A lot of times that will be, and GPSs today actually show you the topography, so you wouldn't want to climb Mount Everest trying to get home, you know, that type of thing. You'd have to go around it. But overall, most of the United States, you can find a way off the interstate, maybe even get home quicker. And again, it's going to be more secure. I wouldn't want to get that far off I'd want to look and know where maybe water supplies are at. If there's a place which GPS does show you, if there's a lake, a stream, a river, that way I could refill, resupply my canteens. I carry what's called a Sawyer mini filter. It's $25. I can put that in a stream and suck water directly out of the stream through it, and it filters it down to the viral level. I can also fill up a little bladder that comes with it and squirt it into my canteen so that I can resupply my canteens with water. Dave, I've done maneuvers at night, even when it's warm and hot and all that, and it's amazing how much water you suck down. I mean, it's like you can just drink it so fast. And so being able to resupply, and that's what a GPS would do, is I could look and say, well, there's a little lake over there, there's a stream over here, I'm going to go that way, do this. And you know, depending on how long I am, how far I am from home, I would maneuver my plans so that I could resupply along the way. Now, again, you know, the Montague bike, I'd feel pretty comfortable riding almost over any terrain because it is that good. But, you know, on the other hand, if it was just back roads, and I was doing back roads at night, that's probably the way I would do it. Get off the interstate and do back roads, travel at night. Bike, like I said, bikes don't make any noise. They're very quiet. And I can pedal home, and under the cool and darkness of night with my night vision on, I'll see anybody long before they ever see me. So that gives me the ability, if I see a crowd of people, you know, that two, couple hundred, 300, 400 yards down the road, I can pull my bike off, watch the situation until that crowd dissipates or plan another way around it. But I cannot overstate the importance of a night vision device.
How big is this bike when you fold it up? What kind of space does it fit into?
No, maybe, you know, 2.5. Well, but it'll be the normal height of a bike. And whatever bike's 5 feet long, so it'll be, you know, half that size.
So
say 3 foot by 3 foot.
Okay, 3 feet tall, 3 feet. So basically it would fit into your trunk.
And it's hinged in the middle. So you can unhinge it, put it back together again. And like I said, this is a heavy-duty bike. This bike is meant for military application use. And they're phenomenal. I mean, you can abuse them. Not that I want to, but if it comes in a situation where you're having to go over rough terrain, it'll handle it.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's
it's not some little, you know, cheap tire. These are heavy plied tires, so they can handle going over rock and stuff.
That was my next question. So yeah, so you have to have the right boots. You really do need the bike in your car. You need water filtration. Absolutely the case here. So yeah, that's good. Okay, well, that's a big one, because I do believe, well, they already told us we're going to have power blackouts, roving blackouts. Our grid's been threatened. We have wide open borders, so any terrorists can cross and do their dirty deeds. And Biden would work cooperative with these terrorists. This man is an unbridled terrorist towards the American people. His administration has been put into place to take America down. And those of you who are recoiling at that statement, let me ask you, just think about one thing Biden has done to help Americans. Name one thing he has done. Everything is antagonistic, best case scenario, to economically and catastrophically bad. Okay, so Bob, let's go to another situation. If we are in dire straits and it's not safe to travel, because if we go into a chaotic civil unrest or civil war, it may not be safe to leave your house. So how should you prepare to deal with medical emergencies? I think that's another big thing people don't think about.
Well, Dave, this is an unfortunate thing. I mean, we saw it during COVID when people couldn't get treatment. People died of heart attacks, cancer, all kinds of things because they couldn't get treatment. And that's unfortunately going to be the thing. But let's just say the two main things I think people will be – that the average person will have to deal with are burns and infection. Okay, those are two big things you'll be dealing with. We so underappreciate the role of antibiotics in our society. For me, I would make sure I had antibiotics. I know I have animals, cows, horses, and you can go to the co-op and buy doxycycline. I'm not telling anybody to do that. Would I do it? Yes, I would do that. I would take that. It's a gram-positive, gram-negative antibiotic, but no, I'm not telling anybody to do that at all. That's a decision people have to make. But I would have the ability to treat infection. I would have the ability to sew up wounds, that are deeper than normal. This is where you would get a product called Celox. So if I cut myself pretty deeply and I got a squirter going on, Celox is a granule type stuff I put in the wound, put direct pressure on it, and it coagulates the blood. Even arterial bleeding, it can coagulate. It doesn't fix it, but it can stop the bleeding. And the longer you stop the leaking, the longer you live. Burns. People underappreciate what a burn can do. You dehydrate very quickly with a burn. Burns are extremely painful. That's why I would have lavender oil. Lavender oil is actually one of those things that will take away burn pain better than a narcotic will. So I would have organic lavender oil, cold-pressed organic lavender oil, and I would have the ability to deal with burns and infection. In the 18th century, I told you I did the reenacting then, women, the number one thing they died of was not childbirth, it was burns, because they were working with a lot of linen, not high-density linen. They were working with flour and animal fat, and they were working over open flame. So, I mean, and if power goes down, why are the Germans buying firewood, Dave? Because they plan on starting fires. And you're going to see incident of burn go up dramatically in that case. And then when people get injured, they're not going to be able to go to the doctor and get their shot. So I would have a good supply of a triple antibiotic. I would get some colloidal silver. There may be the ability to make colloidal silver. And I would have a tea tree oil, different oils that can help prevent infection. I would always have a lot of bandages, stuff that I could cover wounds with, a gunshot wound, not that I'm, thinking they're going to have, massive gunshot wounds, but those 4x4 bandages that they put on you at the hospital, you can go through a lot of those treating just one gunshot wound, or a deep cut. You have to change the dressing regularly to keep the infection out. So you want to have some good medical supplies, but Celox, a lot of good medical supplies, essential oils, tea tree oil, lavender oil, and have some tools also that you can suture, Steri-Strips.
Let's go through those tools because people are going to be taking notes at this point.
Okay, well, just for a cut, I would get skin staples. We sell skin staples. You just pull the skin together, and it's like a little staple gun for skin. Click, 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 and it pulls the skin together. A deep cut, you have to do it differently. There's videos. You just can't staple the top of the skin together because then you can make a pocket of fluid inside your body, and that can go south real quick. It's a media for bacteria, but that's a different thing. You have to be able to suture up a wound. Sutures and skin staples. Triple antibiotics. You can get them now pretty easily. Tea tree oil is a great antibiotic. Honey, people don't realize this. Honey has been used for thousands of years to prevent infection, and it works very, very well. Medical science behind to prove it. So real honey, not fake honey, real honey. You can put it on a wound, and it'll help. Actually, does a very good job of preventing an infection. So honey would be in my medical kit. I would have some basic tools in my medical kit, such as snips, scissors, medical scissors. That if I needed to debride a wound, that's if I got burnt, you have to cut the dead skin away so bacteria doesn't grow underneath of it. I'd be able to do that. If you can find some lidocaine where you could numb that wound, that would be good. Even if you have a lidocaine solution, you can pour it on it, and it does give some surface, relief. They make lidocaine creams, which help also with burns. So I would have those types of things. Obviously, ibuprofen, Tylenol, or aspirin, those would be analgesics would be absolutely critical. And then bandaging. So if I did get cut bad, I could change the bandaging and do that. You can use cloth, but you'd have to boil it in between uses so you'd kill the bacteria. And even boiling doesn't do it 100% unless you have a pressure cooker would work do better because you can put it under pressure and raise the temperature higher. They do make autoclaves that you can put on a stove and autoclave it, and that even raises the pressure higher, and that's where you need to get that high pressure to make sure you kill all the bacteria. But if you have a pressure cooker and you had to use bandages, I would definitely sterilize the bandages in a pressure cooker. You're going to probably be pretty good with that. So that would be important. But just things of that nature. Just think of what you need. If I needed eyeglasses, I need reading glasses, I'd probably go down and go online, Amazon, and buy a dozen of what I needed. You can't have too many, and they would make a great barter item. if somebody didn't have reading glasses, because, you know, as we get older, I mean, you know, it's not any fun not being able to see something, you know. So the reading glasses make all the difference in the world. A magnifying glass, you know, would be also good, you know, things of that nature. You know, and then have a good survival library. Encyclopedia Country Living, we have that book. Just a lot of good books. Stan Deo, I think you've interviewed him. We sell the book. It's an excellent book on everything you can imagine about survival. He has written in there, from communication to medical to nuclear to you name it, it's in there. And so that's another good book I have, but I would want to have a really good survival library, a good medical book. Even you can go online and buy a PDR, Physician's Desk Reference Manual. That I would want to have that. And then I want to have what's called a Merck Manual, M-E-R, I think, C-K. And that is basically what a doctor's reference would use. It's a big, thick book. You're going to pay a little bit of money for it. But, any kind of condition known to humanity, if you go in there, it's going to tell you how to treat it. What antibiotics would you use, you know, for a black widow bite? What would you do for that? You know, what would you do for a crush injury? So it goes, it's a medical level how-to book. I would have that book in my medical library.
Yeah, okay. That puts people who are listening to this are going to be really far ahead of the game. Okay, Bob, now this is where we get to have guest choice. I've gone through some of the big concerns I have. What would you pick as a single issue that's very important that we have not yet talked about that you think people should be concerned about and prepare for?
Well, the big thing, Dave, is first of all, physical fitness. Your body wants to be in shape. And if you're not physically fit, your chances of getting through this are going to be greatly diminished. And I want to say that when I got out of the hospital with COVID, I had lost 45 pounds. I could not walk 100 feet. I really couldn't. They said it was a comorbidity issue, that the tumor and the COVID. So, I went to the gym 3 days after I got out of the hospital. People didn't even recognize me. Dave, I'm not kidding. This was not some little bitty thing. Bob looks a little different. So, oh my gosh, what happened to you? You know, that type of thing. I went to the gym and started doing a legs workout. And worked and worked and worked. I started hiking and walking and do that. So I built my strength back. Okay. And I've pretty much successfully done that. Physical fitness is going to be critical. A good supply of very good vitamins, a New Chapter. Mike Adams has excellent supplements and supplements to take. I would do him, email him, but make sure I had good supplements. Dr. Mercola, I would have some of his supplements. But those, in fact, I've been over a New Chapter. I would go to Dr. Mercola and then Mike Adams first, but because he has everything you would need. Chlorella, you know, vitamin C. And when you're buying it from Mike, you're not going to get, Fred Flintstone brand. You're going to get real stuff, not brought out of China. You know, you're going to get good stuff. Mike, I know Mike. He is so picky about the stuff he puts together for supplements. It's just because I've talked to him before about it. You know, now I'm not going to use that because that doesn't meet my criteria. I would go there and make sure I had a very, very good supply of supplements. And not only, see, when we think of supplements, we take vitamin C and all these other things. But there's a lot of natural herbs he sells that really do benefit us if we have the cold.
Okay.
Or flu, there's things that help us get over it quicker, and I would stock up on those to the best of my ability. And I'm sure if you get with Mike, he'd help you out.
I want to go back to the physical fitness thing you brought up about getting in shape. And listen, we're going to be talking to people that have come from all different levels of physical fitness, and some may not have the ability to improve much upon what they are currently at. But let's just take general rule of thumb. What would you say are some minimal standards of physical fitness that people need to have to get through some of the challenges we could be facing?
Well, I would try, first of all, to build up to where I could walk at least 5 miles without a 5 miles. Now that you might not do that. We have a mountain. If you come out here, Dave, you'll see. We have a little mountain out here that after I got done out of the hospital, I used to hike up there all the time, and I could do it fairly quickly. I just put my mind to it and go up there. And some of it's 20 to 30 degree incline. So it's not just something easy. When I got out of the hospital, it took me, 2 hours or so to get up there. You know, maybe it took me half an hour before, maybe 2.5 hours. But I had to say, well, gosh, I walked, and I'm sitting there going, my heart's beating because COVID screwed my heart up, all this other stuff. So I'd walk 100 feet and just stop, take my breath. And I said, I'm going to go to that tree right there. And I walked to that tree, and I said, I'm going to walk to that tree. And I did that, and I made it to the top of the mountain. Now, it definitely was not an impressive time, okay? But as I did it more and more, my body acclimated. There's very few people who have bodies, and there are some, that will not get better when you exercise. Exercising, it also releases a lot of good things that stimulate your immune system so that you actually have a stronger immune system. Glucose, you know, muscle burns glucose 3 times the rate that fat does. So, you know, we know what glucose is not good for a lot of things in our body, especially higher glucose. So if you're working your muscles, that those muscles are glucose hungry. And so they're eating the glucose up instead of going to some inflammatory disease in your body. So, again, another benefit of doing, you know, muscular workout. But that's what I would do. My point is I had to start at 100 feet, Dave, after I got out of the hospital. 100 feet. It was like, I mean, almost cried because it was like, what happened to me?
Yeah.
You know, what happened? But I did that 100 feet, sat down, did another 100 feet, sat down. And then, you know, then 2 weeks later, I was doing 500 feet, sat down. Then, you know, a month later, I made it to the top and only stopped 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. How long did it take you to recover?
Full recovery was probably about 4 to 5 months. It devastated my body, that COVID thing. And I think the remdesivir they gave me, because I got 5 doses of it, that added insult to injury. But I came out of the hospital, and all the doctors except for one, don't go to the house, don't go work out, you're going to have a relapse, don't do this, you got to take it easy, lay down, relax. And the one doctor said, the heck with that, get into the gym, work your quadriceps, that you need to flush your body with oxygen. That's what's going to happen. Those big muscles are going to make you suck a lot of air. And lo and behold, that's what I did. And, you know, today I can take a really, really deep breath. So when I got out of the hospital, if I'd taken that deep breath, I would have coughed my guts out.
Wow.
So it's just increment upon increment.
Yeah,
don't get discouraged. Push on. You're in the fight.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like we've just written the foreword to our next book. This is such a brief overview. It really is. One quick question, and you got to do this in a minute. What would you do for
Dave, you're asking me to do something in a
minute? No, I can't do that. We'll save that.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, briefly, what would you do to try to make kids' experience a little more palatable? We're adults, and, you know, we tend to have more resilient qualities than children. What would you say?
To do what for children?
In other words, help them cope with what's happening.
I think children have an amazing ability to cope to begin with, and we coddle our children today. I mean, you know, you look at children of the 19th century, they dealt with death. They dealt with having to get up. I mean, 6-year-olds had to get up.
Bob, you only got 1 minute.
Okay. So, I mean, I would start putting higher expectations upon them. Let's go hiking with Dad. Let's do this.
Okay.
I want you to start a fire in the woods. You know, if you can live where you can start a fire. I would start pushing them to do and experience things that normal children today do not experience.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I just, you have to, I agree with you. I've seen the decline of our children, and it's not the children's fault. It's the adults' fault for letting it happen. It's the government who's enabled this. They're responsible, but the parents have tolerated it, and they really have. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Okay, Bob, we got about 60 seconds for you to tell us about your great store, Ready Made Resources.
Well, Dave, I think I've made the case for night vision and communications tonight. If you don't see it, I mean, I'm sorry, night vision is expensive if you get good night vision. And not all night vision's the same. You'll see people advertising it all over the thing. It's just like, you know, with food supply, Dave. You've seen people give food supplies that are 1,000 calories a day and say it's a year's food. And that's total lies. So good night vision is going to cost you something. We sell the best night vision. And again, if you want to bug home, if you think you're bugging home at night, seeing outside your house at night, are there bad people around my house? What's going on? Yeah. Even if you live in a city, the power comes off, give me a call. We have payment plans for night vision. We have financing for night vision. I can get you a set of night vision. We have it in stock. Others are making you wait months. We have it in stock. If you need to talk about communication, all the way from satellite type of communication to radio communication to, you know, a whole plethora of ways you can communicate.
Let me ask you this quickly. How expensive is the bike we talked about? That got my attention.
They're in the $800 price range.
Okay. All right, so
yeah, I mean, but I'm telling you, that bike is an incredible bike. I own one, and we go mountain biking.
All right, Bob, we're right up against the end, so let me just say this: readymaderesources.com. Bob, give out the phone number, please.
800-627-3809.
Very good, Bob Griswold. You never disappoint. This was an awesome tutorial. I think we should do another one of these. Thanks for joining us here on the Common Sense Show.
I like the question. I like addressing questions.
I could tell. No kidding. Okay. We'll see you, Bob. Thanks a lot for joining us.
God bless.